The Bird Show.
You know how there are just some people that, no matter what they say, they excite you about what they're selling? The Crocodile Hunter is that guy. He had a movie that came out. Wasn't that great? Didn't do so good. But by the time he left the studio, you would swear this thing was going to be an Academy Award.
How are you guys?
We are fantastic.
We're wonderful. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, mate.
Now, I know you guys are like on this whirlwind tour of the states right now.
Yeah, yep.
And
yep.
Obviously Atlanta today, but what other states did you hit before you got in here?
Let's see. I landed in LAX, got zipped around the airport. How's this? We got our own private jet, this, you know, state-of-the-art Learjet with a crocodile down both sides. Cool. We actually walk in and out of its mouth, you know. It's really cool.
So, it is cool.
A bloke from the outback with his own Learjet's very dangerous. They're not letting me drive it yet. So we flew straight from LAX to Chicago, Chicago to Dallas,
okay.
And from Dallas to the capital, D.C.,
right.
D.C. to Atlanta. Here we are, mate.
Now, this isn't your first trip to the States here, I'm guessing.
No.
Oh, no, we're here all the time.
You are.
Yeah. Actually from here, so.
You're from Oregon, correct?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. When you guys go up to Oregon, do you ever get to, like, unleash, you know, what you love to do best out in Oregon and go and do some hunting and fishing and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We hunt bears down and try to photograph them before Steve's killed and eaten by them. It's really
yeah.
Yeah. Steve likes to go out just before winter and look for bears, and I go, man, they're about to hibernate. Do you know what bears do before they hibernate? They eat! What are you doing?
How does a girl from Oregon meet a crocodile hunter from Australia?
Yeah, I went to Australia as an innocent, unsuspecting tourist and went into Australia Zoo where this guy is doing a crocodile demonstration, and he's telling me that crocodiles are wonderful mothers and passionate lovers and... You know what crocodiles do? Not many people know this, but the male crocodile actually goes through what's called foreplay.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Really?
Wake up.
No. It means he's nice to the female crocodile sometimes for hours before
mating. Are you speaking Australian now?
Is that what you're saying?
We don't understand it.
But you can understand, I appreciated this guy immediately. I was like, wow, he's got a handle on this. And he's got such nice legs. I mean, get a load of them. And where they attach is great, too. And he had been up catching crocodiles for months on end with his little dog, and he hadn't seen a woman in quite a while, so I had a distinct advantage, you know, because I am a woman, and said, g'day. And we just clicked. Man, it was so romantic. It was just destiny.
Now, where's your first date?
You know, our first date is when he took me out to dinner, and it's like the only time we've gone out to dinner. It's really amazing.
He was courting you for 24 hours.
Yeah, that was it. And he took me out to dinner, and we're leaving the restaurant, and he goes, I smell ducks. And I go, wow, that's really amazing. We walk out, sure enough, here's this pond with ducks on it. And I'm going, this is the most amazing man I've ever met. Of course, that restaurant in that pond had been there for years, but I really thought it was amazing. I smell ducks. Yeah, they've been there for 10 years.
Now, the story is even stranger than that because your background is in construction, right?
Yeah, I worked in construction in the family business, and so when we got married, it's like I married the man and got the zoo. It's amazing.
And we've been married nearly 10 years now, and the secret to our success...
We had our 10th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. We've been married for 10 years now, and the secret to our success is she still doesn't understand what I'm saying.
It's true. It's beautiful. Yeah, he can ask me anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
Are there times where he's approaching things that are too dangerous where you have to pull him aside when the cameras are off or whatever and go, look, here, Steve, come on, let's not do this.
Well, not more than once a week. Constantly.
Oh, it is?
Absolutely,
it is.
Constantly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. With the movie filming, I know Steve was saying, okay, I'm going to get in the water with this crocodile because, you know, often you have to jump crocs. Now, I usually jump them when they're 6 feet long or smaller. And I'm going, yeah, this one's 9.5 feet long. It's going to bite your head off. And he's
it
like, no,
didn't,
no.
though.
No, but what did it do to your head?
Yeah, okay, so it cracked me across the head, but it never bit me. Oh, one bite on the leg. But it didn't hurt. Like, look at this. I got everything.
Yeah, and a nice scar on the side of your face, and we had to stop filming for a week.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? So that was that the one that's gotten you in the face?
Oh, no, that several hit me in the face. Oh, if you get a good close look.
Where's your best scar?
Here, mate, where the chainsaw got me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I've been bitten 1,000 times or more.
So you got scars all over your body?
Nah, just little nicks, you know.
He heals well.
How's this? Like, I got scratched, like, almost suicidal scratches here on my hand.
Oh, wow.
Hey, how long ago was that? 3 days? On top of the veins
I got this one here on my elbow from skating down Dictionary Hill in California on my skateboard.
Wow, that is good.
Yeah, I hit a rock and my skateboard went right over the front. Yeah, you got one you want to share?
Oh, yeah. You know what? When I was a kid, my parents told me not to, you know, be careful when I was home alone, but I wanted to open a can of SpaghettiOs, and I didn't know how to work the can opener, so I jammed a knife into the top of the can of SpaghettiOs and missed. And
yeah, all of Jeff's injuries are food-related. Yeah. Now, let me ask the same question of you. Are there some things that sometimes Terry is doing where you go, okay, that's not safe. We got to stop you from doing this right now.
No, not really. She's very safety conscious. We've got a little daughter now. She's only about that big.
How old is she?
Three. She'll be four next month.
Talking to Steve and Terry Irwin from the Crocodile Hunter.
Hop, wait on, mate. Hang on. I've got to go in.
Filter in and just show up in an alligator.
He's
top jaw roping.
I got him. Now he's in the boat.
Filter out and just showed up in the studio in an alligator outfit.
I think this crocodile's going to lay eggs.
And he has pin Phil. Nice work.
Have a look at this little beauty.
The crocodile is now lighting a smoke.
Thanks so much for coming in and welcome to Atlanta, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. The Burt Show.